Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us for this. This is our first edition, first service of Abundant Life Online Worship Experience, our ALO, in 2022. In 2021, all of the ALO services were so blessed. We had great encounters with the Lord. And we know that the glory of the latter house surpasses, will always surpass the former. So I'm so excited about what the Lord is going to do with us through these ALO services in 2022. And I'm going to be ministering to us on something that is so, so strong in my spirit towards the latter part, the latter half, the second half of 2021. The Lord started to open my eyes to these realities, this particular divine reality. As the more I studied, actually, I know that in some of the services last in 2021, we ministered on some of these things and just touched on them, but it's grown so big and so just like everything else. And I want us to dig into it. I hope you have your Bibles. I hope you have your notebooks, those of you who take notes on devices. I hope you're ready. I'm going to be throwing a lot of things at you in this first session. I am yielded to the Holy Spirit. I don't know how it's going to go. I've just studied His word as He's given it to me. I have that revelation in my heart. And it's a word that is working in my own life already. I believe that this word can work in your life if you get a hold of it. And so in this first service, this first opening introductory service, I'm going to just throw a number of things at you and then I'll trust God that as the year progresses in our other ALO services later on in the year, we can continue to delve and just expand and just lay hold more and more on the revelation that is in the Word of God. You know, the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 3, in verse 1, it says that the Word of God was precious, was scarce in the days of Samuel. The Word of God was precious. There was no open vision, the Bible said. But then in the last verse of that scripture, I'm not sure if it's 2021 or something, whatever the last verse is, then it says God revealed Himself. He continued to reveal Himself to Samuel through His Word in Shiloh. He continued to reveal Himself to Samuel through His Word. So one of the ways in which God reveals Himself to us is in His Word. One of the most important ways in which God reveals His ways, He reveals His thoughts, He reveals the things that He seeks to do in our lives is through His Word. And so I'm very excited. I hope you are. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Hallelujah. I want you to go with me to Joel chapter 2. I'm going to be ministering on the theme, On Time God, On Time Release. On Time God, On Time Release. And we're going to lay some foundation for this series of messages this morning. Would you go with me to Joel, the book of Joel, Prophet Joel and chapter 2. And I'm going to read just a couple of verses there from verse 23 to verse 27. But really my emphasis here is going to be the A part of verse 25. Let's go. It says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the former rain moderately, and He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Amen. We receive that, Lord. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Verse 25a, this is where I'm going. Glory, glory to God. Woo-hoo. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Verse 26. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Glory be to God. I want you to look at verse 25. Put your eyes on verse 25, the A part of verse 25. Look at what it says. It says, and I will restore to you the years. Can you say those words with me? I will restore to you the years. Can you say those words again? One more time. I will restore to you the years. So the Lord is saying to us, He will restore to us the years. He will restore to us the years. I want you to fix your heart very strongly on this release from heaven. As we go through this series of messages on time, God, on time release beginning today, I want you to lay hold on this uncommon release, this uncommon reality, this aspect of divine reality that the Lord is seeking to convey to us. He said unto the people of Israel, His people, and that's you, you know, that in Joel chapter 2, this was a prophetic release through the prophet Joel, where the Lord actually declared a number of things that were going to happen in our age, beginning from the early church. You remember, it was in this same chapter where especially he started to speak about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In verse 28, it says, it will come to pass afterward, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And we know that that prophecy began to happen, began to come into full divine manifestation in the upper room in Acts chapter 2, where the disciples were gathered together, 120 of them, and they were praying and they were studying and they were just fellowshipping, and suddenly the Spirit of God was poured out upon them in those days. There began this season, which we currently are on, this dispensation of the Holy Spirit. But in addition to that prophetic word that the Lord spoke to them in verse 28, He had said to them in verse 25, I will restore to you the years. Now, in 2022 Confessions, I hope you have this lovely card. I want you to look at that paragraph. I'm going to read it right out of here. That paragraph there that talks about on time release. You look down there. What paragraph is that? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the fourth one after the prophetic theme itself. Look at what it says. It says 2022. This is my year of on time release. I serve the on-time God, and He will be on time for me. I am on time. There is no delay or denial. I am not behind, and I will not come up short. The stack of blessings prepared for this season and every season of my life is manifesting speedily. God is turning the hand of the clock and restoring to me everything that is rightfully mine. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is so awesome. I serve the on-time God, and this is my year of on-time release. Now we understand, the Lord said in Joel chapter 2, I will restore to you the years. Oh, no wonder we can say, we serve the on-time God. No wonder we can say this is our year of on-time release. God is restoring to us everything that is rightfully ours. He is restoring to us the years. Now, everybody's lost something. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everybody has lost something. Somewhere along the way, we lost something. You've lost something valuable. You've lost some time. You've lost some precious possessions, relationships, opportunities, advantages. All of us have lost something on our journey. But the Lord is saying to us today, He is restoring the years. He's restoring every lost moment. He is restoring every lost minute. He is restoring every lost day, every lost month, every lost year. Hallelujah. He is restoring the years. I know many times believers think, oh, I'm behind. You know, believers, sometimes last year, towards the end of the year, I know I was doing some ministry as we were studying a theme, Unprecedented. And you would recognize these words if you were in some of those messages. I said some of these words. The covenant that the Lord has with us is a life changer. A clearer understanding of that covenant will set you up forever, because God has every part of your life already planned and blessed. And because God is never late, you will never be behind that schedule that is best for your life. Oh, glory be to God. Because God is never late, you will never be behind the schedule that is best for your life. Sometimes you live and think, oh, I'm so behind. Oh, I'm this year. We're thinking chronological time terms. We think, oh, I'm this so many years. This is not, I'm so behind. No, you are not behind. If you are a covenant child of God, you are on time. And this is your year of on-time release. You serve the on-time God, and the on-time God is going to show up for you. He's going to show out for you at the right time and at the right season. You remember we talked about those Hebrew women. You know what? Let's not go so fast. Not long ago, as I was studying some of these things out, the Lord actually said to me very clearly in my spirit, if you are a covenant man or a covenant woman, you are always on time and you are always in your prime. Woo-hoo. Oh, my. Now, that blew my spirit. That just exploded in my spirit. Listen to that. If you are a covenant man or woman, you are always on time and you are always in your prime. Glory to God. Let's read in the New Testament, 2 Peter. I want you to look at this scripture. I have quite a number of scriptures. Again, like I said at the beginning, I'm just introducing. I'm kind of just going to go along, just follow the Holy Spirit. And as He leads, as we enter into this. But I know as we come back subsequently, we're going to dig in and study a lot of these things as we go. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3. And I want you to look at verses 8 and 9. It says in the King James, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Think about it. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. So that means God can stretch it out. And He says 1,000 years is as one day. That means God can shrink it up. Woo! God can stretch it out and God can shrink it up. One day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. Oh, none of us is going to live 1,000 years if the Lord tarries. None of us will. We know that for sure. You can take that to the bank. But how many years do we live on this earth? God said, He can make 1,000 years like a day. And He can make a day like 1,000 years. He can stretch it out. He can shrink it up. So some things that people say should happen in 40 years, God can make it happen in a fraction of a minute. God can make it happen in a fraction of a minute. And some things that people say, oh, you know, it's gone way beyond time, God can shrink that time. and get you right back on track with his will, with his program, with his counsel, with his agenda. Look at verse 9 of that scripture. I'm going to read that from the Amplified. It says, the Lord does not delay. Oh, I love that. The Lord, this is the Amplified version, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord does not delay, and he is not tardy. He is not tardy or slow about what he promises, according to some people's conception of slowness. Listen to that. The Lord does not delay, and he is not tardy or slow about what he promises, according to some people's conception of slowness. But he is long-suffering, extraordinarily patient towards you. Hallelujah. He is long-suffering, extraordinarily patient. Say those words with me. The Lord does not delay. Say those words. The Lord does not delay, and the Lord is not tardy. Let's switch it around. The Lord is not tardy, and the Lord does not delay. Let's say it again. The Lord is not tardy, and the Lord does not delay. You are on time. Oh, glory be to God. You are on time. You are on time. You will not be late. You will not come up short. That's what he said in that confession. I am not behind, and I will not come up short. The stack of blessings prepared for this season and every season of my life is manifesting speedily. Oh, I love this one. God is turning the hand of the clock and restoring to me everything that is rightfully mine. The Lord is restoring to you the years. You remember the story of the Hebrew women, those midwives. You remember when Pharaoh gave that instruction because he knew that there was a deliverer coming, and he also knew that the children of Israel were so blessed, so fruitful, that in spite of all the afflictions that they were placing upon them, the covenant of fruitfulness that they had with their God just kept on working. So he was seeking to kill all the young boys. Hallelujah. He was seeking to stop, to prevent. And that, you know, that's exactly how. That's Satan's MO. That's Satan's modus operandi. You know, you look at many things going on in your life, and sometimes you don't even understand, why is this happening? And many times as believers, we don't realize, we think what Satan is fighting is something that has already happened. We think what Satan is trying to, what is attacking is something that we already have. And many times we don't realize that what Satan is seeking to do is to stop what is about to happen. Something is coming. There is a release coming into your life. Like there was a release coming into the earth when Moses was born. Like there was a release coming into the earth when Jesus was born. There's a release coming into your life. And no matter what Satan tries to do to stop it, you are on time with God. You are on time with God. And this is your year of on-time release. Say that with me. This is my year of on-time release. Say it one more time. This is my year of on-time release. You remember with what those midwives said, because Pharaoh called the midwives, and he said, I want you to kill all the boys and any of the women that have boys coming. I want you to kill them before they get out of that delivery room. but look at it. Let's read a couple of those verses before we move on here. In verse 17, Exodus chapter 1 and verse 17, it says, but the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing and saved the men children alive? Verse 19, listen to this. And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively. They are delivered before the midwives come unto them. Oh, glory to God. The Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women. There is a difference. There is a difference. The covenant made the Hebrew women lively, vigorous, and quickly delivered. God was with them even in the delivery room. God is always on time, and he is never late. The covenant that you have with the Almighty God will keep working in your life, even in the hidden places of life. If the covenant will work in the delivery room, the covenant will work in every place of your life, even in the hidden places of your life. Hallelujah. That covenant made the Hebrew women lively. The Amplified Bible says they were very strong. They were vigorous. They were quickly delivered. Lively, vigorous, quickly delivered. Quickly delivered. Because they serve the on-time God. Long before the enemy could snatch away from them the seed that had been planted within their wombs, God saw to it that there was an on-time release. Woo! That is from the Holy Ghost. Long before the enemy could snatch away the seed that had been sown in their wombs, God saw to it that there was an on-time release. There will be an on-time release for you in Jesus' mighty name. There will be an on-time release for you in Jesus' mighty name. Can somebody say amen? Can you say amen? Say that there will be an on-time release for me in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. God said, I will restore to you the years. I will restore to you the years. I will restore to you the years. Let's say this again. Again and again, I hear the Holy Spirit say it again and again. The Lord is restoring to me the years. God will restore to me the years. God will restore to me the years. Everything lost, everything stolen, everything missed, the Lord will restore to me the years. And he will do it speedily. There will be an on-time release in Jesus' mighty name. Think about it. We're talking about the Hebrew women and the midwives. This was in the same time when Moses was born. It was at the same time, exact same season when Moses was born. Now, listen to this. I'm just going to read this out to you from my notes. In the case of Moses, God did restore the years. It was as though the 40 years he spent from the time he ran away from Egypt to the encounter he had with God at the burning bush, all of those years that seemed like they were outside of the purpose of God for his life, it was like those years didn't exist. It was like from when he ran away, from when he tried to deliver the Hebrew person that was being maltreated and trying to be a peacemaker between two Hebrew men. And when one of them said, oh no, we know you're a murderer, and he found that everybody knew he killed an Egyptian the day before. Listen to this. The Bible says between that time when he ran away from Egypt and all those years he seemed to have been roaming just aimlessly, and working in Midian, in Jethro's house, and taking care of Jethro's animals. And all those years seemed like they were lost years. When you think about it naturally, as a human being, you think those years were lost years. Everybody thinks those were lost years as far as the purpose of God for Moses was concerned. But God restored the years. It was like those years didn't exist. God came to him on the backside of the desert, of that wilderness, and picked up right where he left. I'm going to send you to deliver my people. Well, that's what he was trying to do 40 years ago. And it seemed like these 40 years were lost time, were lost years. But no, you serve the on-time God, and God will restore to you the years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God restored unto Moses the years. Think about Joseph. It was as though all those years he spent roaming from when he received the dream to when he was summoned in the prison and taken to the palace, it's like all those years didn't exist. To him, he thought it was lost time. Everybody thought it was, if you think about it, you think it was lost time. Like he was just roaming, he wasn't really doing, the promises weren't coming to pass, the vision wasn't being fulfilled in his life. Everybody think that's lost time. No, no, no. God restored the years. God restored the years. And when Joseph was summoned to the palace, it was like he never lost any time. It was like he never lost a beat. Glory be to God. And on and on and on. You can think about Abraham and Sarah. 35 years or so or more. It was like they didn't lose any time. When the Lord came and said to them, this time next year, you are going to have a baby. This time, well, someone who looks at them thought, well, they are past their prime. They are past their time. But remember what the Lord said to me early this year. I said that to you earlier on in this service. He said, if you are a covenant man or a covenant woman, you are always on time and you are always in your prime. Oh, man. And I can't even tell you what that word did for me. I cannot even tell. I can't begin to explain to you what that word did for me. If you are a covenant man or a covenant woman, you are always on time and you are always in your prime. Well, everybody thought those were lost years for Abraham and Sarah. But God said, this time next year, this time, and they started out like they were brand new, newly married couples raising children at 99, 100, 90. God restored the years. I see God restoring the years to you. Somebody say amen to this. I see God restoring the years to you. Remember Abraham's grandson, Jacob, who went all the way, ran away from Esau, and ran to his uncle Laban's house, and seemed to have lost a lot of time. Remember, this man cheated him. His uncle cheated him, and had him working, and had him laboring for the woman he really wanted to marry, and cheated him out of the plan and the promise that he made to him. Made him work 14 years. And then as though that was not enough, started putting all sorts of roadblocks and obstacles in his path where his natural productivity was concerned. It seemed like 20 years of Jacob's life were lost. But no, God restored the years to him. God restored the years to him. I'm saying this to you. If it sounds like I'm saying it too many times, if it sounds like I'm repeating it, I'm being repetitive about it, it's because this is the word of the Lord to you. God is restoring to you the years. God is restoring to you the years. Whatever you've lost, whatever time, whatever precious possessions, precious opportunities, God is shrinking time for you. He's expanding time for some of you. In the name of Jesus, God is stretching time out so that you can be there when the miracle happens. He's stretching the time out so that you can be there still young, still vigorous, still lively when the connection happens. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. Glory be to God. He's restoring the years. He's restoring the years. Say it with me, God is restoring the years to me. Say it one more time, God is restoring the years to me. Think about this. I'm going to tell you in just a minute. How does he do it? How is he able to do that? And I want us to, before I wrap this up today, this service up, I want us to look at a few things from the Word of God. But think for a minute about that young man, David. Remember when God told Samuel, I want you to go into Jesse's house and I'm going to have you anoint the next king of Israel. And he went there and you remember all the drama that happened. And Prophet Samuel said to Jesse, where are all your boys? Bring all your boys out. And he lined up all his boys and each of them that came, Samuel would say, no, that's not him. In fact, one of the first one that came, Eliab, he said, oh, yeah, this must be because he looked at this. This must be, but as it was about, God said, that's not him. And then they went, do you have any other son? Yeah, I have one. But that couldn't be him. You know, he's this guy. The forgotten one became the anointed one. Hallelujah. The forgotten one became the anointed one. Oh, that is so powerful. The forgotten one became the anointed one. Ooh, the forgotten one became the anointed one. He said, yeah, I have one in the wilderness, but you know, it can be. He said, prophet said, we would bring him, call him, because we will not sit down until he arrives. And they called for him, and when he showed up, he didn't look anything like the next king. Still had his toothpick in his mouth, had, you know, the thing he was using to fight animals. He had, you know, he didn't brush his hair, didn't, you know, none of that. And as soon as he arrived, God said, that's him, anoint him. And he rose up, the prophet anointed him and said, you are the next king of it. But then what happened? Years and years and years went by, and this man was a fugitive. He didn't ask for the promise. He didn't ask to be anointed. God sent for him. And suddenly, it looked like his life was completely unraveling. It looked like everything was falling apart in his life. I mean, even the peace he used to have, even the rest he used to have, he used to have quiet with those animals he was taking, and they couldn't have any quiet anymore. He became a fugitive, running from place to place because this evil king was trying to kill him. And all those years seemed like wasted years. But you know what? God restored the years. Suddenly the day came and the entire nation of Israel and Judah, they came together and they said, this is our king. They anointed him. And David took his place as the rightful king of the nations. You will take your place as the rightful king of your domain. In the name of Jesus, I see God putting you, setting you up on the palace of your dreams. I see God restoring to you your calm, your peace, your joy, your rest, your favor. I see God settling you down. Hallelujah. All the years of running and all the years of struggling and all the years of just trying and toiling and toiling. I see you coming to your place of rest. I see you coming to your place of rest. I see you coming into your place of elevation, your place of coronation. Remember, the forgotten one became the anointed one. You may have been the forgotten one, but I declare to you today, in the name of Jesus, God is restoring to you the years, and you have been called God's anointed one. Can somebody shout hallelujah wherever you are? Come on, shout a living amen to this if you believe it. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. God is restoring to you the years. He's restoring to you the years. Let's talk about this real quickly before I close out this service this morning. Hallelujah. I heard that. Let's take a praise break. Raise your hands up to heaven wherever you say, Father, thank you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for your working in my life. Thank you for being my on-time God. Thank you for my on-time release. Thank you for restoring the years. Thank you for settling me in my domain. Thank you. I was the forgotten one, but you have called me the anointed one. You have called me the coronated one. Thank you for raising me up and settling me in my place of rest. Thank you for delivering me out of toil, out of pain, out of struggle, out of endless labors, and bringing me to my place of rest. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving me the upper hand over the adversary of my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I came to church today. How about you? I said, I'm glad I came to church today. How is God able to do this? How is he able to restore the years? How is he able to turn the hand of the clock? How is he able to bring it back like you never lost it? Like you never strayed? Like you never lost time? Jesus. How is he able to keep you in your prime when you feel like you are way past it. Here, let's look at it. There are two major ways in which God is able and in which he orchestrates restoring the years to our lives. There are two major ways, there are two major reasons that explain how God is able to restore the years to us. I want you to look at this. The first one, he's able to restore the years because he holds the times and seasons in his hands, like he did when he originally created them as day and night in the beginning. You remember in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, when the Bible says, and God, let's read it real quickly. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to 5, in the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. That's when he created time. The evening and the morning were the first day. That was the very first 24 hours. That's when he created time. Well, if he created time, and if he holds time in his hands, if he's able to determine times, then he can restore the years to you. God can take a 24-hour period and take it from here and put it over here. He created it. He can do whatever he wants to do with time. Hallelujah. Remember in Daniel chapter 2, this one, I'm going to have to read from four different versions, and I want you to listen as I read them. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21. Let me find that. Daniel chapter 2. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21. Let's look at that. Remember in the King James, it says, he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. But I want you to listen. I'm going to read four other versions. First, the basic Bible English version. It says, by him times and years are changed. Oh, I love that. Woo! By him times and years are changed. By him. God can take your 2022 and take it to your 1999. Like you didn't lose all those things, the degeneration that happens over time, the wearing down and wearing out that happens over time, the loss, hallelujah. He says, by him times and years are changed. By him kings are taken away and kings are lifted up. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those whose minds are awake. Listen to the contemporary English version. He said, you control human events. You give rulers their power and you take it away. You are the source of wisdom and knowledge. Oh, glory be to God. Look at the God's Word translation. He said he changes times and periods of history. He can change it. He can change times and periods of history. He removes kings and establishes them. He gives wisdom to those who are wise and knowledge to those who have insight. The Good News Bible says he controls the times and the seasons. He makes and unmakes kings. It is he who gives wisdom and understanding. Hallelujah. So he holds the times and the seasons in his hands, just like he did when he created it originally at the beginning. You remember in Acts chapter 1 verse 7, let's read that. I know we're running out of time, but the Holy Spirit is helping us here. Let's read Acts chapter 1 and verse 7. You remember when the disciples came and asked the Lord just after he rose up from the dead? So are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel and all of that? And the Lord said, it's not for you to know the times and that God has in his own power. Listen to this now. Acts chapter 1 and verse 7. Let's read from verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. So he holds it. He holds your times and your seasons. Oh, hallelujah. There's a particular version of Psalm 31, verse 51, verse 15. You know, when David said, my times are in your hands. Psalm 31, verse 15. Let's look at it together. There's a particular version of that scripture that I've fallen in love with. Look at it. Let's read the King James first. Psalm 31 and verse 15. Let's go here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 31 and verse 15. David said, my times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. But I really like the Christian Standard Bible version of this scripture, the CSB. The CSB says, the course of my life is in your power. Ooh, the course of my life is in your power. Rescue me from the power of my enemies and from my persecutors. Oh, I love it. The course of my life is in your power. The course of my life is in your power. Rescue me from the power of my enemies and from my persecutors. God holds the course of your life in his hands. He created and predetermined times and seasons from the beginning, and he still does. You see that scripture in Acts chapter 17, verse 24 to 28, where he said, God created, let's read that scripture together. Acts chapter 17. Somebody say, he is restoring the years to me. He is restoring the years to me. Acts chapter 20, Acts chapter 17, verse 24. Listen now. He says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, he does not dwell in temples made with hands. Listen, he made the world and all things that are therein. Then in verse 25, he says, neither is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, everything. He's our divine everything. Verse 26, and he has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the earth, on the face of the earth, and he has determined the times before appointed. He's a God of appointments. He's a God of divine appointments. He's a God of times and seasons. He has before appointed, he's determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. Hallelujah. In him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. Glory be to God. So God holds the course of your life. He can do anything with your time. And guess what he says he wants to do? He wants to restore your years. Hallelujah. He wants to restore your years. He wants to restore your years. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Listen to this second one. I'm not going to be able to spend a lot of time on this because my time is so far gone here. And we've got to close out. But listen to this. He's able to do this because, number two, he can turn the clock like he did for Joshua. I have a feeling we're going to come back in our next ELO and start studying from it. But I want to throw one or two things at you from here. He can turn the clock like he did for Joshua when he stopped the sun and the moon from moving in Joshua chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. He can turn the clock. He can turn the clock. Hallelujah. He can stop. Now, the Bible says in the days of Joshua, he did it. He hasn't done it since then, and he didn't do it before then in the world. But he's certainly done it in the lives of people. He's certainly done it in individual lives. Hallelujah. God has stopped time in people's lives. God has restored years. God has He has stopped Shababaha, degenerating diseases, things that could break down our lives, break down our bodies, break down our visions, break down our hopes, break down our destinies. God can pull those things back and he can restore to us time, years, seasons, opportunities, moments. Hallelujah. God can restore the years to the organs in your body. Like he restored Abraham's reproductive tract and Sarah's womb, ovaries, and uterus. God can restore the years to your body, to the organs of your body. Oh man, we're going to dig into this next time. God can restore the years to your brain cells, your heart, your central nervous system, your bones, your joints, your cells, your nerves, your entire physical being can become renewed because he created them in the first place. He created them in the first place. Do you remember? You remember the story of Naaman? Help me, Holy Ghost. We got to close. Do you remember the story of Naaman? That man, that general that was a leper in the land of Israel. And he went and saw the prophet of the God's prophet, Elisha. Some one of his servants said to him, there's a prophet in the land of Israel, and he can heal you of this leprosy. And Naaman, he went and when the prophet told him what to do, prophet Elisha told him, go deep in the Jordan 7 times. He was offended. He thought, well, in the Jordan, that dirty, that dead. And you know, he walked away angrily, but some of his servants said, hey, listen, you are the one who is leprous here. You are the one who needs a miracle. If the man of God says, go jump in the, go, just give it a shot. You don't lose anything. He said, okay. He went and jumped in. And the Bible says when he came out, his flesh became as new, like the skin of a baby. Think about that. Think about that. His flesh became new, like the flesh of a baby. Well, that means God restored the years to him. He took his rumpled skin, his crumbling skin, and took it back to when he was a child. God shrunk that time. He took it back to when God can renew. He can put his life on your brain cells. You don't have to suffer dementia. No, you don't. Glory be to God. You know, arthritis and all these things that happen, and people say, you know, this is one of the reasons why people talk about their prime and their past, their prime, because we know the degenerative things that happen, the processes that happen in the physical, but God can, he can restore the years to you. God can pull, and this is your year of on time release. God can bring all those things back. God can, he can touch. And I know we've got to close here. Jeez, we got to close. I know what that man was talking about. I know what the Bible was talking about there. He can restore your skin to that of a child. He can restore your eyes. Glory be to God. He can renew your youth like the eagles. You remember in Psalm 103? But he said, he renews your youth like the eagles. He said, remember what God did with Hezekiah? We're going to come back and look at all this in Isaiah chapter 38. Remember, the Bible says, when God said, you are going to die, send the prophet Isaiah to him. You are going to die. Your time is up. When the man turned to the wall and prayed, God said to the prophet Isaiah, go back and tell him, I've added 15 more years. Well, what does that mean? The man was sick. His organs were degenerating. The organs of his body, Shabababaha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody is receiving a healing right here. Somebody is receiving supernatural touch from God. You know what the Bible says? The Bible said God said he added 15 years to him. What does that mean? That means the kidney that was collapsing suddenly received new years, new life. 15 more years. That means the liver that was breaking down suddenly received new life. Hallelujah. The heart that was collapsing, lungs collapsing, heart that was breaking down, suddenly received new life. 15 more years means God restored to him the years. God renewed his youth like the eagles. And the Bible says, they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. We got to close this out. Moses at 120, the Bible says his eyes were clear. We'll get into this in our next elo. God can restore the ears to your eyes, to its components, the iris, the pupil, the retina, the optic nerve, the cornea. God can restore the ears to you. God can restore the, this is your time of on time release. This is your year of on time release. This is your year of on time release. This is your year of on time release. Somebody lift up your hands and say, thank you, Lord. I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. In the name of Jesus, you're restoring the years to me. I take it, I take it, I take it. I take the liveliness, I take the vigor, I take the renewal of youth and the renewal of strength. I take the new opportunities, I take the new blessings, the stack of blessings that have been prepared for me for this season of my life. I lay hold on them. This is my time of divine manifestation. This is my year of divine realities. I lay hold upon it, Father, and I give you the glory and I give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen.